Political correctness preventing Islamic extremism from being reported, admits government advisor. By Kurt Zindulka on June 4, 2022. Political correctness and fear of accusations of racism at the local level is preventing Islamic extremism being reported, a British government advisor has admitted. As has been the case with the scourges of grooming rape gangs and modern-day slavery, Islamic extremism is being pushed under the rug by local councils in the UK out of concern of being branded as racist, the government's independent advisor for social cohesion Dame Sarah Khan has said. Prevent, the government's anti-extremism program, Khan said, is being hampered by local authorities bending to political correctness. They felt that somehow they were going to be offending Muslims. Somehow it was being racist and Islamophobic, Dame Sarah told the BBC's Political Thinking podcast. I thought, you're not doing a service to Muslims in this country if you think that. Not talking about the threat of Islamist extremism is totally unacceptable. You're actually discriminating against Muslims because you're more concerned about political correctness and the fear of being labeled racist than actually helping Muslims, she added. The Prevent program, which seeks to stop the radicalization of would-be extremists in Britain, has previously been accused of placing a disproportionate emphasis on the far right rather than the threat posed by radical Islamists. Despite Islamic extremists accounting for 90% of those on security service watch lists, the number of far-right suspects referred to Prevent, 22%, nearly matched the number of Islamists referred to the program, 24%, according to a report from the Henry Jackson Society last year. Khan said that in her previous role as the government's first counter-extremism commissioner, she would often meet with local councillors who were very comfortable focusing on the far right, while at the same time pushing back against the Islamist threat in the area, and how it's radicalizing Muslims, they just could not talk about it. She went on to argue that the government's approach should be ideologically blind, explaining, there's far right, Islamist, Sikh, there's Hindu nationalism, there's all different types of extremism, there's far left, for example. You've got to deal with all of those types of problems. And only trying to focus on one at the expense of others is totally counterproductive. The issues raised by Khan mirror previous failings of local officials and police encountering largely Pakistani grooming gangs in the North and Midlands of England, with politically correct fears enabling child rapists to victimize thousands of women and girls. A 2020 report from the mayor of Greater Manchester, for example, found that police officers intentionally overlooked Asian grooming gang sex crimes out of fear of appearing racist. A similar report from Rotherham found that police were reluctant to crack down on grooming gangs for fear of sparking racial tensions. Home Secretary Preeti Patel has also accused officials in Leicester of overlooking fast fashion sweatshops using modern slavery tactics over cultural sensitivities, enabling firms to exploit illegal migrant workers with little room for recourse. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.